What's up, everyone, and welcome to What You Gonna Watch. So, it's been a while since the last episode has been published. To be specific, that last episode is published on April 26th, and today is May 12th. So, there is a little bit of a time difference there. But in that time, I have done some show watching, and I finished LA's Finest. So, I already did an episode on LA's Finest. But when I did that, I haven't finished yet, and I finished LA's Finest a few days ago, so we are going to go over that. Let's get started. Shall we? So, I'm not sure if I'm going to read the show description twice, you know, like now and later, but to refresh your memory on the description, here it is. LA's Finest follows Sid Burnett, last seen in Miami taking down a drug cartel, who has seemingly left her complicated past behind to become an LAPD detective. Paired with a new partner, Nancy McKenna, a working mom with an equally complex history, Sid is forced to confront her how unapologetic lifestyle may be masking a greater personal secret. Taking on the most dangerous criminals in Los Angeles while skirting the rules and speed limits, Sid and Nancy become a force to be reckoned with on the streets and in each other's lives. So that right there was description of LA's Finest, and now we're gonna go over it. So there are a lot of plot twists, a lot of like, it's, I don't know if I would say crazy, but it's like, I don't know. Yeah. So, I don't know if you guys have heard my last episode, but if not, I'd recommend go checking it out before you see this one. But, so, I don't know where I left off, so I'll just, you know, like, briefly, you know, go over it and then talk further into details about some more things. So, I just want to give you a spoil alert real quick, if that's all okay with you guys. So, if you haven't seen the show, you plan on seeing it, or, you know, you just don't really like spoiler alerts too much, I guess, then I would recommend not watching this part. So, I don't know how many of you guys know this, but Sid was on, I don't know, this team, this force, whatever, who's going to take down a drug cartel, as it was seen, or as you guys heard in the description, and I'm pretty sure his name was Knox, that was running it or something like that, I don't know. But here comes a spoiler, so if I had to cover your ears if you plan on ever watching this again. Warren Hendricks, I don't know. Anyways, he is a big part of Sid's life. One point, spoiler alert, Sid was carrying his baby. But what happened when they were on the undercover mission is a lot of things happened. The baby ended up dying, and she was almost dead too. She was like almost left for dead. So yeah, but you find out that Warren, who I'm pretty sure she loved, was, let me tell you this, Sid has focused a lot of her time, a lot of her energy, a lot of her effort trying to find Knox, take him down, you know, justice for what Knox did to her. And later, you know, she has a plan, a whole entire plan that should necessarily work, but the only thing is it's all wrong. So she goes, you know, to do it, and, you know, Warren's with her, and Sid, you know, shows Warren some things, and he's not as happy as she would like, or any of that. And as they're walking outside, he tells her that, you know, you should not do this, this is a bad idea. And he goes on and eventually says he's Knox, which was like mind-blowing, because if you've seen the show yourself, you would understand how mind-blowing it is. And they just say he's Knox. So yeah, I don't think she really believed him at first. You know, she was like, what do you mean you're Knox? But then eventually she got it, and she pretty much hated him. Another spoiler here, she ended up killing him as well. That was only because he was gonna kill McKenna for saving someone, I believe, who was also a bad person, you know, and kidnapped Izzy, who was her daughter, technically stepdaughter or something like that, I'm not sure. Anyways, so, Yeah. So, in the description, you know, it says that they do a lot of things, you know, like breaking the rules, speed limits, to be specific is what it says in there. But anyways, you know, they break a lot of rules doing things they shouldn't be doing, you know, as cops. They also eventually do get suspended, which is when, you know, she kills Knox, who was actually, you know, just a fake name. I'll explain that in just a few seconds of how the name Knox and all that stuff even came into play here. But anyways, and then they're suspended. They were, you know, like, of course, I don't know if you've noticed this, but on a lot of TV shows and movies, cops are sort of limited, you know, they can only do so much, and when they get, you know, because they're cops, so, yeah, and when they get fired, they, you know, are able to do a little bit more than they were able to as police officers, and so they tend to get, you know, sometimes they get a lot more done than they normally would have, sometimes they don't, but most of the time, they do get more work done than they normally would, and it was the same thing happened in this case, you know, because, you know, I guess once Sid and McKenna had something on mind, you know, is they're one of those people, you know, it's hard to clear their mind of that. So, yeah. Anyways, let's get on to why Knox even exists. So, Warren, I told you about him. He was part of, I don't know what it was, another force or whatever. This is, you know, like before the Knox force came to be, you know, and stuff like that. But he was on some kind of force, you know, going undercover to, you know, like defeat and get rid of the biggest drug cartel there was. But so, you know, as the group was called, and if correct, Warren, you know, said that, like, you know, Knox was just a random name that came up and that they came up of, and they just decided to go with that name. I can't exactly remember the full name, Knox something, I don't know, but yeah. So there you go, Warren was undercover. I don't know when it was, but there was a task force, you know, another undercover thing, you know, for that same purpose, or not for the same purpose, but for a similar purpose, something like that, I don't know. Anyway, Sid went undercover, and there, you know, I think she was, like, you know, go meet up with Knox, or, and stuff like that, I don't know, but, either way, Warren was, you know, at the police department, or something like that, I can't remember. He was there, you know, in her ear, communicating. Someone pulled up, I can't remember who it was, and said, get in the car. You know, I don't know exactly if they said, get in the car, but basically they wanted her to get in the car so they could take her to meet Knox. Sid wanted to get in the car, you know, but, I don't know how to explain Sid's personality, but anyway, she wanted to get in the car, and Warren was warning her not to get in the car. Whatever you do, don't get in the car. And, I'm pretty sure she, like, took out her earpiece, whatever, and she got in the car. Next thing you know, she woke up in a hospital. She wasn't 100% sure what happened to her, but, when she woke up, I'm pretty sure one of the doctors told her that, her baby did not make it. And also the baby, who Warren did not know, but it was Warren's baby at the time. Yeah. By the way, also, spoiler alert, you don't learn this till, like, near the end. Maybe, like, the last, like, I don't know, second, third to last episode. You learn that Warren shot her. So, she was, like, I can't remember. I believe she was, like, raped, abused, beat up, and then shot. And I'm pretty sure Warren was the one who shot her. Or Warren was the one who shot her. She saw it in a memory, you know, a memory flash. So, yeah. So, Warren killed her boy. His boy. Because later on, you find out it was a boy. And I believe she was going to name him, like, Charlie or something like that. But Charlie's almost life was never given. So, yeah. Also, the reason The reason that she never told Warren about the baby is because she didn't know if she wanted to keep it. And then, as she said later, that she didn't know she wanted it after it had died. So, yeah. So, like I said, a lot of crazy things happened, and I only named a few. So, if this show seems interesting to you, I would highly, highly recommend checking it out. It's a great show. And, merch, if you guys want it. I believe you know where it's at. But if not, you go to www.gwcast.wordpress.com, bonfire.com, you know, /wgwcast, or bonfire/store/wgw. I don't know. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. And before you go, here's the description one last time for all you guys who would like to hear one last time. Also, you know, it's tradition to put it at the end of the episode. So here we go. LA's Finest follows Sid Burnett, last seen in Miami, taking down a drug cartel who has seemingly left her complicated past behind to become an LAPD detective. Paired with her new partner, Nancy, which the last time I made this episode, I had no clue who her name was Nancy. Everyone calls her McKenna. I was like, what? So yeah, anyways, her name's Nancy. Big surprise. Anyways, paired with her new partner, Nancy McKenna, a working mom with an equally complex sister, Sid is forced to confront how her unapologetic lifestyle may be masking a greater personal secret. Taking on the most dangerous criminals in Los Angeles while skirting the rules and speed limits, Sid and Nancy become a force to reckon with on the streets and in each other's lives. So, yeah, I guess they do sort of mix lives quite a bit. So, yeah. Anyways, if you guys enjoyed, if you guys have any questions or show suggestions, don't be shy. Leave a voice message. Once again, thank you guys for 1,000 plays. I knew we could make it. Well, actually, I didn't really believe we could at the time. You know, it's just me, and I didn't really have any good gear. I don't really have the best gear now, anyways, about that. But you know what? Have a great day, great night, and I will see you in next episode. Hopefully, it's not this far apart. I don't believe it will. You know, I just needed, you know, to take a break. You know, give my mind a break for a little bit. Anyways, thank you guys for listening.